Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
New ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Anita Rosen being back on the show. Anita is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. She is the president of Ready Go Incorporated. She is one of the early developers of the interfaces for the internet, so that you and I could use it commercially. Way back, they got it right out of elementary school. Way back in the 90s. She's the author of E-Learning 2.0, also the E-Commerce Question and Answer Book, and what else? I mean, all kinds of other things she's working on, and especially mobile, doing a lot of mobile work. She's our good friend, Anita Rosen. Welcome back.
It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. So artificial intelligence is the catchword for anything that is programmed to do if this, then that?
No, actually. That is
basic
algebra. I love
it. You know, this may be a record, folks. We oftentimes argue and disagree, Anita and I. I think that's a record. I've never lurched to an argument that quickly with her. This is great. Go ahead, Anita.
Well, that's old programming, or classic programming, instead of algebra, then else. If A plus B equals C, then D.
Okay.
That's classic programming. What AI is completely different. It came about 10 years ago. And what it is I'm going to use searching, like web search as an example. So if you go on a website and you look at cars, let's say you look at a Lexus, what they do is it's now there's this huge, huge database, and it says, who else went onto that page and looked at that car? And then where did they go next? So it looks at all of them. Let's say there is 50 million people. It will look through and say, what was the next thing that they did?
And you, now this is data mining application of AI, right?
This is what AI is. So, AI is data mining.
Okay, all right.
So what it does is then it looks and says, so it's predictive. It says, if 80% of the people went to this next page, or the majority of people went to this next page, then we will bring up in the search engine an ad for that page.
Right.
So that's how it's being currently used. So it's more, it's called predictive. Mm-hmm. And that's what AI is predictive.
And it's built on algorithms, right?
Well, that's an algorithm. An algorithm says, if you were in this page, now let's see who else has gone to this page. So it goes out and does a big search. Who's ever been on that page? And where did that person, after they were on that page, where did they go next? And then it looks through and says, what's the highest percentage of where they went next?
But isn't it also like the way Google plays its games with people who are using Google, who are Amazon or whoever? Aren't they? It's also rules.
Right now,
I mean, they start out with what you said in the beginning didn't have any kind of rules necessarily. It just followed the evidence. But their algorithms is artificial intelligence that begins with rules, aren't they?
Well, yeah. And so what they do is they set up saying, what are they going to be doing? So they set up these rules. And sometimes their rules are just really bad. So their predictive is really bad because there is no prediction of where people go next. But what they're finding is it's about 85% closer to what people want. So you have a higher idea. I mean, you also run into problems. What if every time someone goes to a high, high percentage of people that look at cars also then go to porn sites.
Mm-hmm. Well, see,
so are you going to now start showing anyone that goes to car sites then porn? You know, then you run into other kinds of issues.
Yeah.
So they have to then, that's where they get in there and say, oh, we need to tweak this algorithm and say, but not.
So the reason I brought up what I did was because sometimes data mining sounds like innocuous, research, but when you have algorithms that could do data mining, but also show up with an agenda from the creator of the algorithm, like Google has agendas and Amazon has agendas, and I have examples of these. That's what I'm scared of. I'm not worried about the data mining as much as I am the agendas. And I'm going to get you to comment on that when we come back. I got to take a quick break. Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen, we always get smarter when she joins us. And we'll be back with more of Anita after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.